Hi, it's Mac, it's McCorgan here in Audio Boo. Heading home from being up the town. On the way back, I just picked up the prescriptions for myself and my wife for the next month, I guess. Although this is not the definitive list of medications. And I've been given them all in a giant Lloyd's Pharmacy bag to carry. Free bag, didn't charge for it, I'm surprised at that. I came prepared though, because I did have a large bag in my backpack, just in case. So I have a very large bag of medications, plus a separate paper bag of medications tucked into the backpack. Says a lot. But anyway. So, heading back down to the park. And before I talk about what I was going to talk about, I listened to some audio about people's ways, modern ways, and I've already talked about it. But as I came up through the park, there was a guy in front of me, quite a bit in front of me, and he had a lovely wee dog. Not such a wee dog, I think it was about the size of a basset hound or something. But anyway, he was walking along in front of me, and then his dog stopped, and his dog pooped right in the middle of the path. And I thought, well, come on, guy, why didn't you just drag your dog to the side of the path on the grass? At least people who walk this, the kiddies and everybody else who walks this, won't be at risk of picking up anything, even though you do pick up the poop. So that was his first mistake. Well, call it a mistake. Second one was that he put it in a nice wee black bag, those wee bags you get for your dog poop. And I thought, good on you, pal, but you really should have dragged it to the side, you know, just learn. So as he walked further along, swinging the wee bag in his other hand, dog in the other hand in the lead, and then as he got to the open area at the burn, just about where I am just now, without looking around at anything at all, he swung it wildly over to the left, right over towards the burn. Not to say it landed in the burn, but that's the general direction, as if it was just nothing. A fag end, if you like. And I thought, how many times has he done that? And how many times will he continue to do that? Rather than take it another 50 yards to the dog poo bin. And the bag, of course, poly bag, non-biodegradable. I thought, oh my God, if he's only one. So there you go. So that got me kind of angered, almost enough to confront the guy. But I thought, what's the point? And it's not that I'm frightened of anybody. I really am. I'm not frightened of anybody. I don't care how big they are. I'll confront them if I need to confront them. But nowadays, the point is, why? Because you won't get anywhere. You won't get a positive response. All you'll get told is, mind your own effing business. Or what the F has it got to do with you, and blah, blah, blah. So, and it won't change their attitude, because all they'll do is get more ired at you being ired at what they've just done. And then the next time out with the dog, he'll say, so that wee guy, I'm going to just do what I do. Yeah, I'll show him. So that's what happens. Anyway. What I was wanting to talking about, I finally get there, is I listened to an audio on the way up by our own pilgrim Chris, and Chris was on about people, obese, fat, large people, whatever you want to call them, on these motability scooters, how more and more of them at a younger age are using them to get about instead of exercising themselves. And I'm not going into the ins and outs of why people do get obese, because, as Chris said, rightly so, so many people, it can be a physical thing, because I have two cousins on my dad's side who are a wee bit older than me, and it runs in the family being big. And in fact, one of my cousins, she had, I think it was kind of elephantitis, they called it, when the legs, the calves and the ankles are really big, and you know, those big massive flabby arms that they get. And at that time, there was not such a thing as obesity. It was just natural, it's one of those things, a battle that some people can never win because of the genes that they're born with take over, as they normally do. And they just can't, it doesn't matter how much they diet, they just can't help it. It's actually an illness, if you like, not a mental illness. Then you have the other people who are affected by their mental attitude. And funny enough, a lot of people binge eat when they're depressed, and a lot of people binge eat when they're happy. It's almost like a celebration. Yeah, I'm feeling great today, so I'm going to have a couple of big cream cakes, sort it, you know, or whatever. So, not going into the mechanics of everything, but I've gone into the mechanics of people using motability scooters. And I'll tell you why. Because I have a couple who are become friends of mine. I've spoken about them before. They run a motability organisation, well, their own business. They have a showroom in the town, and they've worked hard at this game for many a year. They don't just sell the scooters, they sell all the aids, whether that be walking sticks or Zimmer frames or every variation, and even ankle supports and special slippers for the feet, all that kind of stuff. So Andrew's got an amazing knowledge about these vehicles, and he's spoken to me in the past about the people that use it, because I've actually said to him, look, I'm beginning to see more and more people, just as Chris said, more and more people of a younger age using these, and they're not necessarily over obese, they're not, you know, blobby fat, if you like to say that, but they're certainly putting the beef on, and they're using scooters, and they're only in their 30s, 40s and 50s, and they're perfectly capable, because you can see them getting off a scooter and going in through a shop and meandering around Morrison's or some of the smaller stores in the town, and then coming back out and straight on the scooter. And if they're capable of doing that, well, why don't you just park the scooter up as a minimum effort? Park the scooter up in the precinct or the high street, wherever you are, and walk around the stores as much as you can. But no, they go into the store and come back out straight out in the scooter, and then they drive 5 yards, 5 yards to get to the next shop, and then they're off again. And what Andrew told me was that he's not complaining, because it's his business and he's getting trade. But like Chris said, there's people are now going to their doctors and going to boards, getting themselves a registration, as it were, so that they can go to his store and other stores and get a big discount on a motability scooter. And he says that a lot of the people that are coming in and have been coming in for the past 3, 4, 5 years have been people who walked in perfectly well into his showroom, walked around the showroom, picking out one scooter, asking all the benefits of this one and that one, and what they would need, distances that we were more likely to travel. I mean, he asked all the questions, of course, but and then they're purchasing a motability scooter, and then he, because he sells them, he has a maintenance schedule, and he knows how much these people are using their vehicles, if you like. And basically what he said to me is that they're just using them. They're just using them all the time. These people aren't, or don't appear to be doing anything to exercise. All they're doing is they have a weight issue, and they are not helping their weight issue. Now, if you have someone who is eating, for whatever reason, doesn't matter, we're not going to judge on why they're big, because, as I said, it can be multiple reasons. But the point is, if you're going to eat a lot, then surely you should have enough savvy in your head to say, well, I'll try and stay a bit active. You know, I'll go up and down stairs when I go to stores. I won't use the escalator, or I'll do this, or I'll do that. Yeah. But it's, he says that the vast majority nowadays, when they get these mobility scooters, they're treating them exactly like that, like a scooter. It's fun. I can shoot along here, along the pavements. I can go into the road. I can go into precincts. I can go into shopping malls. It's brilliant. And I can travel faster than those that are walking. And it just seems to be that they're misusing the scooter and misusing the whole system, and the fact that they don't really need a motability scooter. And the problem that he sees is that those who do get them just get bigger, because they'll lose the will to actually walk and use their bodies to get to places. The scooters goes home, it goes in charge, it's ready for the next outing. Sometimes it's just to visit the neighbour next door. I mean, that might sound daft, but he knows about these things. And so when Chris talked about the use of these scooters and the obviously increase in younger age groups using them, he's absolutely right. People are misusing them. People, in actual fact, are buying these scooters simply because they can afford to, and they find it fun to have one. And the fancier one they can buy, the better. Andrew does scooters from the budget range right up to, you know, Porsche quality, if you like. Some of them so big and so bulky, but they have got everything. Go faster stripes, stereo radio, sat nav, yeah. And the expenses is horrendous, but the people are prepared to pay for it. Especially, he says, in the age groups 60 to 70, where maybe the family's all gone and they've got some free money, and instead of buying what they really need, they buy. It's like going looking for a Ford Fiesta, really, because that's all you need. You only do shopping, you can go occasionally a few miles run, visit relatives, but otherwise you don't really do a lot of driving. But when you go there, you come back with an Audi A8 or something like that. You know, it's a bit stupid, because you don't really need it. And he says people are beginning to really drastically overspend and ask sometimes, which he's not going to complain about, is that the top model you've got, or are you getting anything better? Can I get anything better? And his top model's a pretty damn good model. I wouldn't mind one. No, rewind. Don't say that. I wouldn't mind one, if I got to a health situation where I needed one, desperately needed one, to get about. That's the difference. Those that don't need one, and those that don't need one. But going back to what I was saying, just to reiterate that people who do end up getting these mobility scooters, sometimes, and a lot of times for the wrong reasons, don't help themselves, because they keep eating for whatever reason, but they stop exercising whatsoever. The scooter becomes the de facto means of transport. And I think, and by all that Andrew's told me, that it's on the increase. It's more and more and more people every year taking the scooters up. Now, you could say, well, that's due to people living longer, but he said he tends to find that people in their 80s or 90s are the minority of the age group that come for these scooters, because they generally just feel that at that age they're not up to controlling the vehicle, they're not confident, they're not sure, their sight's probably really gone, their hearing's maybe well gone, or whatever medical or even mental reason that they're just not confident. And it's the younger groups, the younger age groups now, that are swooping on the mobility showrooms of life. And as a kind of addendum to that, we all know the what happens with these scooters. They sneak up on you, take your heels off as you're looking in the shop window, push their way through at car boot sales. Yeah, I know, I have seen it so many times. In fact, I've experienced it so many times, where they get to the inside rail, as they say, and they just keep inching and inching forward, and everybody's to take this big step back to let them come up the front of the table so they can get close to the table to see. But in actual fact, they've pushed their way in there. They haven't been respectful at all. And if you're out in the open or in shopping malls, they come at you at 5 or 6 mile an hour. Well, let me tell you that Andrew told me a long while ago that it's a regulation in this country that keeps those scooters to that speed. In Holland, motorbike scooters can go up to 20 miles an hour. Legally, 20 miles an hour. And that was probably about 4 or 5 years ago when Andrew told me that. So who knows what they're doing now over there. Drag racing. How about a drag strip for motorbike scooters? No, can you imagine with the, you know, the ignorant nature of, not all, but a good percentage of people in motorbike scooters nowadays. Can you imagine if they could have a scooter that would do 20 miles an hour? My God. They'd have to be fitted with constant sounding sirens or beepers or something to let you know they're coming, so you could hear it coming. Hey, one's just entering a mile and that's 50 yards back, step to the side now because we're just about to get whacked. And they would. Then they would drive at that kind of speed, they're daft enough. We've got people around about here who drive on the roads. Yeah, they have no right to drive on the roads. They've no plate, nothing, but they still do it. One old guy in a cowboy hat travels for miles and miles in his. On the road, not on the pavements. Anyway, great subject, Chris. And it is a fact that you don't know the reasons behind the obesity. I don't know why we can't say fat or obese. I think people might be just offended if I said to you, a person, how did you get so obese? Would that offend them less if I said, how did you get so fat? Because obese seems to be quite a stringent, strong term. Do you know what I'm saying? Because, how did you get so fat? It's personal. It's more, close. I'm not laughing at anybody. I have a constant weight problem. Not that I'm overweight by any means, but every day, every day and every way. But anyway, that's enough said on that. So, thanks for listening. And you would not believe this. This is a fact. I wish I could take a photograph just now. Andrew's van just pulled up at the traffic lights. Yeah. Mobility Showroom, your local Scottish medical supplies. Give him a wave. You recognise him with my furry hat on? He's not looking, he's focused on the... You wouldn't believe that. Talk about coincidence. Yeah, it's dummy. What's I going to say there? Yeah, thanks for listening. Cheery by the new.